Michael Druger?
Yes. Yes.
Which of those?
Razorback.
Alright, how would you describe the noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned? You might say, listen to that calf.
Bawling or squalling.
Okay, now what about a cow if it's hungry or wants to be milked? You say, listen to it.
A cow is, what does the cow do? Mooing?
Okay. Now what about the noise that a horse makes? Kind of a gentle noise.
Snort. Snorting, yes.
What about the word winning or quicker or something like that? Maybe you think of that?
Is it by a horse?
No. Do you have a general word that would cover feathered animals like chickens, ducks, geese? Say, I've got to go out and feed the
chickens. I'll feed the fowl.
Yeah, right. Sure, that's what I've got. What about a hen on the nest of eggs trying to hatch out something? You'd call it a what?
Setting hen.
Okay. And do you have a name for a place where you keep the chickens on the farm?
Chicken yard or hen house.
Anything besides that? Maybe a smaller shelter farm?
Hen.
You ever see these trucks that transport live chickens, those small boxes
yes.
they keep them in? Do you have a name for those? Okay, the word I'm after, C-double-O-P. Do you ever use that word in reference to a place for chickens?
C-double-O-C-O-O-P. Oh, coop. Chicken coop.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, what would that be?
That would be a place the chickens are kept in.
Is it like a big yard, or is it a...
No, it's a small place. I think in terms of a chicken coop, it's meant a small place where the chicken and her little ones are in. You know, just about the size of his desk.
Okay. Say if you're having fried chicken for dinner, there's a piece that children like to...
Put bone.
Yeah, put.
Yes. I had pretty bad.
You mentioned pulley bone. What was supposed to be the purpose of pulley bone?
Oh, there are so many, things about that. You make a wish, you know, and you get the large piece, or one piece on which one it is, your wish will come true. I mean, I've heard of that kind of thing with Philly Ball.
Okay, fine. Do you have a name, a general term for the inside parts of a hog that you could eat, but that you might not normally eat? Like,
chitlins?
Yeah, okay, that. Or this might include things like the heart, or the lungs, that sort of thing? That would include that? Or would you use chitlins to include lungs?
No, we would use
intestines.
Chitlins would be the intestines,
yeah.
Yes. The lungs and the heart, the lights.
Yeah. You ever heard the word haslet or hashlet or harshlet used around here in that word?
No.
This expression, if the farmer hears his animals, making noise, he might, you know, they're hungry. He might say, well, I didn't realize it's so late. It's just about
dark, or maybe.
Okay, but specifically if they're hungry, he'd say it's just about
feeding time.
Sure, okay. Have you ever heard a farmer call to his cows to get them to come up from the pasture?
Yes.
What do they say? Do you remember?
Okay, for a cow, you may say a suit cow.
Sure.